Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Oblong Ball Foot Show. Thank God I only have to say that one more time. You can follow us at Chairshot NFL. You can follow me at PC Tunney. You can follow Andrew Belaz at IWC Warchief. That's a real thing. He's a real person. We'll talk to him shortly. You can follow Ray Cash at It's Ray Cash. You muted right now all yourself. I don't know why, so you can't argue with me about it. I didn't mute
that out.
R-E-Y is Mysterio, C-A-S-H as in dollars. Oh, but we're not alone. We got another Dave. So when they say Dave's not here, man, we got two Daves. One of them is definitely here. We want to thank Dave Sopf for coming on the show a couple weeks ago. But surprise, surprise, our good friend who's a Washington Commanders fan, his name's Dave Ungar. You might know him from Chairshot Radio Network. He does a few things around here. He decided he wanted to join the show today. Dave, hi. How's your football fanship going lately?
I mean, I'm just trying to process what the hell's going on. And NFC Championship game for the first time in 32 years or something. I'm loving it, man. I mean, if it wasn't for the Wizards, DC sports would be fun right about now.
Well, welcome, Dave. Thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it. Andrew. Hi, Mr. Good News Maybe Guy.
Yeah, maybe. You never know. So I guess we're not renaming things to like the Oblong Oligarchy or anything like that, because you love this name so much.
I'm clearly going to be outmanned on these decisions here.
I know.
So, well, let's bring
if
in
you
your...
If you didn't react so strongly during the intro, I wouldn't even throw that out there.
I mean,
just like, what's a good stupid word? Yeah, oligarchy.
It could be a bit. You never know. But Ray Cash is here.
Octogenarian, Andrew. I mean, go in that direction, too.
We're the oblong octagon, but then there needs to be eight of us.
I pray to God every morning before I go to bed and when I get up. I say, man, please let me be doing this in my 80s with these guys every day.
You're getting closer there every day, bud.
Fuck you. Hi, Ray. How are you?
What did you say?
I said, hi, Ray. How are you?
Hey, I'm all right. You know, could be better.
Sure.
Could be 2 points
today.
Better, huh?
Did you also donate to Mark Andrews Foundation because he dropped the ball or no?
No, fuck that.
Okay. Yeah. No. That's just Buffalo people rubbing it in.
Yeah. Well, no. So, yes, jokingly, but seriously, when it comes to shit like that, best fan base in sports.
Oh, yeah,
they do that all the time.
They've done that over the past several seasons. So there's something I want to talk about outside of football, and Andrew doesn't want to talk about it, but I don't care, because I renamed the show what you guys wanted to. We're going to talk about this cool little thing that's happening in sports.
Were we ever really serious about renaming the show? I think it was just a joke that became real.
Yeah. Well, now I get to use it to bring up other things I want to talk about. Because you're going to make me name the next show
That's
something
true,
weird
That's true,
because
we
also
did just riff on it for most of that one episode, and then he just caved at the end. He's just like, fuck it, you want to go with it?
Fine,
it's like,
whatever.
All right.
So there's a one-of-one Paul Skeens rookie card that got pulled by an 11-year-old in Los Angeles. And it's got, like, the MLB debut and his signature and everything else. And the Pittsburgh Pirates are actively trying to get this card for Skeens, I would imagine. Or they're going to have it at the stadium in Pittsburgh. I don't know what they actually planning on doing it. But they've offered this 11-year-old a package that includes two Pirates season tickets behind home plate for the next 30 years, meet and greet with Paul Skeens, two Paul Skeens autographed jerseys, softball game for 30 at PNC Park with coaching from Pirates alumni, private tour of Pirates City and Lacombe Park, and Pirates game with Livy Dunn in her suite, courtesy of Livy. Here, so first of all, I'm like, too bad this kid's not 18. He might make some different requests with Livy. We don't have to go there though. But why? What does this kid give a shit about 30 years worth of Pittsburgh Pirates tickets when he's from LA? I don't understand that. Like, if I'm this kid and I'm this kid's dad, I'm like, well, how about you pay for his college? Just start there and then buy him a car too, because they could probably sell this for a shit ton of money right now. I'm guessing easily six figures. So, Andrew, you didn't want to talk about it, so I want to talk to you about it first.
I mean, you make a good point. What the hell are they offering an 11-year-old from LA, Pittsburgh adjacent stuff for? But got to look at it this way. When it comes to cards, the market's kind of flattened. It's dying a little bit, because it's more of a what are people willing to buy. It's not quite as lucrative as it used to be. A lot of card sets have dropped. So if they can get something out of this, that's pretty good money. The signed jerseys might end up being more than that card was anyway, because people usually like swag and paraphernalia more than a card anymore nowadays.
You know,
and he can always sell those tickets to somebody from Pittsburgh in a resale. So that's for the parents just to go, well, we've got home plate tickets for 30 years. So that's 30 years of income that it's the Pirates. So they're worth like $3 and a hot dog. But, you know, it's still $3 more every ticket that they didn't have before for 30 years.
The hot dog is more than $3.
Well, I don't want to assume how much their hot dogs cost.
And if this kid...
It's Pittsburgh, so it's less than Philly or New York, so it's not an $11 hot dog.
If
it's Pittsburgh, probably tastes funny. Maybe a $7 hot dog? So I guess that...
$3 is the change from the 10.
We don't know, though.
You're talking about the Pittsburgh Pirates. If it's more than $1.50, I'll be shocked.
Here's the thing, though. If this kid down the line somewhere is, like, related to Dave, it would also have to be kosher.
Yeah.
Shit, that's true too.
That's right.
More reason for him to just resell it. If he resells it for $15, he's already making money compared to what he would be. So there you go. So I don't know. I think it's good. I think it's interesting because his parents could easily like talk him into it to have him resell stuff. Kids don't like to do that because they know they have something cool. They don't want to let go of it, be it a holographic Charizard from a lot of our childhoods or, you know, Pokemon. You didn't even know what a Pokemon card was?
You're not that much older.
How close to 80 are you, Tom?
I know what they are. I didn't collect Pokemon.
Nobody really did, but everybody knows of that because Charizard was, like, that's still worth hundreds of dollars if you have a fucking first edition Charizard.
I collected them because I was told you got to catch them all.
Damn right. And it's not STDs, so these things people want.
Dave, jump
in.
That's
what they said to Mark Andrews, too. You got to catch them all.
Wow.
Look, man, I'm going to end this call very quickly.
Now he's just catching strays. Ouch. Better than footballs, I guess.
Hey, the boy football team good for the first time in my whole life. And he want to talk shit. Look at him.
This is kind of set up too easily, Ray. Sorry.
No, that was a good one. That was a good one.
But yeah, if the parents can get something out of it, they might be able to talk the kid into it. It's notable, but how pathetic are the Pirates if this is their most talking about a deal with an 11-year-old for a card? Like, are they even a baseball team anymore? Or are they just a fucking dog and pony clown show? Like, what the fuck is this?
Well, Drew, they're gonna get talked about because Paul Skeens is a fucking monster.
I mean, sure, but I'm talking about bigger picture. Kind of like, how weird is your organization if you can go on and on about this instead of, you know, real money moves?
So I look, that's this just it's hot stove is cold right now. Like, the world's frozen. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a very smart move for the company to do this, for that company, the team. And yeah, is it weak? Is it weak? Yes. Is it kind of tone deaf? Yes. But it's smart because think about everything they offered the kid. It cost them $0. Those seats were already going to be there. Cost them no money. Yep. The alumni already works for the team. Cost them no money. Livy's going to be there anyway. Cost them no money. Like, it's genius to get this card back for absolutely nothing. And like you said, if I'm the kid, look, if I know I can get 150 or more K, I'll sell the card.
But like the 150 or more little, that was good. Just talk about exactly. Pokemon, and then you threw that one there. Nice.
Gotta catch them all, baby. Gotta catch them all. But they really can't recoup, get a good, by the end of 30 years, they probably would end up getting close to 100K on their own for the shit that they got if they sold it.
But how much more can you make of the money you get immediately, even in just the next 7 years before the kid goes off to college, by putting it into something, right? Like, you want your money to make money. You don't want it to depreciate over time and barely get it back.
Oh, I'm taking a check, yep. 100%.
Right.
But the idea is preying on being a fan, because it's total tangent. But I remember when Signed Guy Rick, by the way, met the dude, real cool, met him many times. Signed Guy Rick and WWE was on Deal or No Deal. And they offered him that deal where, like, he could go behind, he already knows all the rest of it anyway, like this super crazy deal that was super specific to WWE, like, as close to season tickets as they had, this, that, and the other, and like 300K, and he turned it down. So it's like people prey on, but then there was another situation where there was a dude who was a Lakers fan who they offered him a lot less money than what he could have got, but they offered him like season ticket holders, Kobe's jersey. He was going to shoot around with Kobe. Like, it was fans, a lot of times, maybe not us four, but a lot of the times fans take the fan is short for fanatic. They take it so seriously that the idea of being a part of the team is almost allure enough for a lot of these guys.
Yes.
Not me. I want that money. But I mean, he's 11, so like, does he know better?
Go ahead, Dave.
No, if the Pirates were serious about this, they wouldn't be offering him, like you said, Tunney. You're talking to an 11-year-old kid who grows up in Los Angeles. He's not going to give two shits about the Pittsburgh Pirates. You want to get that card, either you're offering the parents cold, hard cash, or you're doing a deal with the Dodgers to get this kid Dodgers season tickets or Dodgers merch or Dodgers print. Now, if he was from Anaheim, then you might have a chance because the Angels suck. But not the Dodgers. You know, you're in downtown L.A., this is where the baseball world is. These are the defending world champions. They just keep buying talent. They're probably going to go 150 and 12 next year.
They just brought in another pitcher from Japan.
I know.
Oh, don't forget, Thanos plays right field for him now.
That's right.
Seen that.
Yeah, maybe they might go 160 and 2, actually. You know, we'll get like two losses. So, yeah, if the Pirates are serious, nice they're going. If the Pirates are serious, they're going to the folks and saying, look, how much do you want? Yeah, not you know, coming up with the mental gymnastics and you know, let's do this. We'll give him a bunch of pirate shit. How's he going to go to the fucking games anyway? You going to pay for his airfare? You know, for him to travel from L.A. to Pittsburgh to
free
go to
use
any
of the
these?
Jet. Free use of the jet might get it.
Now, that might, you know, if you're going to give me a private jet to go to see the Pirates and, you know, I mean, the Pirate Skeens is going to, he reminds me a lot like when Strasburg first came in, right? And he just dominated everybody. And then the Nats built around him and eventually won a championship. And the Pirates kind of feel like they're in that same sort of position. But yeah, it just feels like you're not talking the same language with an 11-year-old kid who obviously is a baseball fan. He's got to be a Dodgers fan. You know, you're not growing up in downtown L.A. rooting for the San Francisco Giants at 11 years old. So.
He ain't got Tim Lincecum. He don't have a Tim Lincecum poster on his wall. Barry Zito.
Where is Tim Lincecum anyway, man? He's just gone.
Hey, who do you feel worse for, Mike Trout or Paul Skeens?
Oh, Mike Trout. God,
Trout.
Come on,
yeah.
Trout.
Yeah, but Mike Trout lives in L.A. and he's worth like $400 million.
It doesn't matter because Trout has been to the playoffs like what once, and they got bounced. he's one of the greatest ball players of all time. Had he left Anaheim like he should have done and gone to the Dodgers or any other contender, he'd have a championship by now. Now his career is pretty much done, and I feel horrible for the guy.
I agree, but he's worth like $400 million and lives in L.A. Paul Skeens has to live in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's true.
Paul Skeens,
although living in L.A. right now is no picnic.
Paul Skeens also dating Livy Dunn.
And if Paul Skeens can get a ring, if Skeens gets a ring and Trout doesn't, there's an argument to be made.
Maybe if they told the kid you can be in on a threesome, you know, that sort of thing, now that might have been a selling point.
I said already, I said if the kid's 18, I'd be asking for something completely different. Okay.
All right.
Well, you put that in a care package for 7 years away, like a trust fund type thing. It's like, Livy's a gymnast. She'll stay cute. It's fine.
Think about
it. Don't worry about it.
Think about it. Think about it.
Payment on dad.
Like, the kid's 11. They make this deal, right? And when he's 11 right now, he's like, this is the dumbest thing ever. And then he's 12 and he's like, this is so stupid. And then he's 13 and he's like, 5 more years.
Yeah, boy.
Anyway, now that we've turned this into a total, you know, dad ass moment. I just thought it'd be
asked me to be a part of this.
I understand.
You know what's going to happen.
I just thought it'd be something a little fun to talk about. So what we're going to do now, we're going to take our only commercial break here. And when we come back, it's all NFL. We're going to touch on the coaching carousel and, of course, the conference championship games. You're listening to Oblong Ball Foot Show right here. You can follow us at ChairShotNFL right there on the X as well. We'll be right back.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, welcome back. Oblong Ball Foot Show. Follow us at ChairShot.NFL. Big Dave from Attitude of Aggression joins us. Part one of the Swaggies is already out on ChairShot Radio Network and thechairshot.com. Part two, let you in on a little secret, will be recorded this weekend. So hopefully you'll be able to hear that in the next week or so.
Andrew, you want in on this thing? I mean, you know, I don't, you probably, too much WWE for you. You might get nauseous.
Well, he could pick all today's stuff if he wanted.
Hey, in case you didn't know, I've been watching more WWE lately.
Really?
I have been.
Commanders go to the NFC Championship. Now this, my God.
I know. And the Capitals are doing good, so we're both happy.
Oh, that's right. You're my Capitals, man. That's it, dude. I digress. We don't need to talk about the Caps.
We just wanted to do this because he said we were going to talk about football the rest of the way, so we had to fuck that up somehow. So best to get it out of the way early.
Nothing but BXB Hulk and Goshi Ozaki and shit like that. Like,
well, you guys,
we don't do that.
Hulk was a good pool, though. That was a good one. Like, he's not even relevant in Dragon Gate anymore. You just want BXB Hulk. Like, I'm proud of you there.
Well, let's use Jose to get back on track. What do you think, Ray?
See.
Cuidado, mucho cuidado, que estás tomando por un rumbo equivocado. Cuidado con tus mentiras, que yo las puedo adivinar cuando me miras.
Cuidado, Ray, can you say total package in Spanish?
Es el tarjeta tonta.
Sí. Wait, no, tarjeta is card.
Oh, shut up. Who cares?
The total card.
Con este juego. Cuidado. Cuando me tengas que dejar a un lado.
Okay.
Piensa que el mundo se irá.
La paquete total.
La paquete.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
We try.
Shout out to Jose, by the way.
Yeah, indeed.
Hey, you're getting those, bro.
Twice. Shout out twice to Jose. Ben Johnson to the Bears, and already dumb as a motherfucking. Pick something that's dumb as a motherfucking something, because he was stupid enough to say, yes, I would like to continue to beat Matt LaFleur twice a year. Well, guess what, dipshit? Everybody heard that. if I'm not
a dumbass drop, there was a pause there. I thought you were clicking a button.
Oh, I could. It's worse than that. He's stupid. I don't want to use the hard R. Not that one.
This is
the other
stupider.
One.
This is a portion of the show sponsored by the Packers fan.
Well, if I'm mad about it, think about how upset the Packers organization is about it.
Oh, I agree. But you cannot stand on principle how much you guys have bullied that town, that team, and that stadium for like 70 years.
Who the fuck is Ben Johnson?
I think it's a good hire. I think it's a really good hire. I think he picked a quarterback he knows he can work with. Nowadays, you have to pick quarterback first. I think they'll be successful. They ain't winning the Super Bowls. But I think they'll be a playoff team for the foreseeable future. I don't know how he is with
that team, right?
McCaskies,
right?
Yeah, well, yeah, so they'll never win shit with the McCaskies.
Yeah, exactly. They still suck then.
It's a
okay,
good point.
Done.
But it's Virginia who owns it. The old man did. It's the wife.
Oh, yeah, fair point.
But no, man, I don't know what his organizational skills are or his timeout skills. I don't know how he does under pressure. That's the head coach stuff, right? I don't know.
I love that. Call like play.
I wish it wasn't the playoff. I wish it wasn't the playoff.
Can you call a fucking timeout?
Oh. This would be this. If this wasn't the playoffs, it would be Oblong Ball Foot Show timeout skills.
We talk about it every week with the.
I think you meant
not making the wrong call, right?
I think you meant game management.
That too. That's part of it. It's part of it.
I mean, it's both. They're not mutually exclusive. Ain't no
coach out here picking the roster. That's the GM. Ain't no coach out here calling plays for exception like three or four of them. So what do the coaches do?
I know. I just think when I think of Bill Belichick, I think of his timeout skills.
I'm just saying, he's one of the few that does more than just call timeouts.
Somebody jump in here. Ben Johnson to the Bears.
Oh, I think it's a really good, it's a great hire for them. He's a quarterback's guy. You know, he's got the most out of Jared Goff for how many years now? Give him Caleb Williams. Let him work with Caleb. Caleb's got a lot of raw talent. You know, you'll probably see the Bears go 8-9, 9-8 right off the bat. Ben was the guy that I really wanted to coach the Commanders until we got Quinn. And you couldn't have imagined how DQ was going to turn out this year. But Ben's a really solid coach. I mean, the Lions offense was not their problem other than calling a ill-advised trick play that backfired. But, you know, it was not that did in Detroit. You look at what they outscored their opponents by 222 points this year. That's an offensive juggernaut. He's going to get the most out of Caleb and get the Bears at least respectable.
The Detroit's downfall this year was their injuries. They had three practice squad guys played more than 50% of the defensive snaps. You know, you look at like the 12 men on the field and things of that nature. So I look for people in that organization to step up into those roles and them to be absolutely fine. Dan Campbell has proven that he is a guy who can run an organization from the head coaching position, period. It's his culture. It's his crew, Andrew.
So he calls the meantime out, huh?
He's got them timeout skills.
Yeah. And
biting kneecaps.
He doesn't have a skill issue when it comes to biting kneecaps or calling timeouts. Look at that. When it comes to putting his field goal team on or off, though, that's a little sus. That's where the skill issue kicks in.
Do you guys have 26 seconds?
We're going to kick you in the teeth, all right? And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down, all right? And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap. And we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing.
And he doesn't care if you got, you know, one thumb.
How many shots did the Commanders hit them with? Like 20 then?
Yeah, he doesn't care if you got, like, one butt cheek and three thumbs, you know?
Hey, so I'm giving away free money, y'all. Someone in Detroit, if you listen to the show, you need to get a food truck and sell drumsticks and call it kneecaps. You will make millions that are outside the stadium.
It's just burgers, man. Burgers are kind of shaped like kneecaps, right?
Free game, baby. Free game. I'm just saying.
What
free
if
game.
You? What if you use like mushroom caps?
No, we're not using real kneecaps, Tony.
We're not
Stop
using
it.
Portobello burgers. What is this, Detroit? You're gonna get fucking kicked out of the state.
I got a better idea. I got a better idea. I got a better idea.
We're doing our burger with shiitake kneecaps.
Why don't we do this?
Yeah. Awesome. Why don't we get a fleet? Nice, you know, glaze over the, like, mustard mayonnaise, you know, a little garlic aioli.
We get a fleet of food trucks, right? And we serve chicken sandwiches and waffle fries, but we only work one day a week, Sunday. And on those days, we take our food trucks and we put one in each of the parking lots of Chick-fil-A and we call it Side Chick.
That's not bad either.
That's real. That's genius. That's genius. I'm down with that.
It's like a Waffle House on wheels, too, so that's good, too.
Well, Chick-fil-A people probably won't appreciate it.
But they're closed on Sundays, so they won't be there to say anything
exactly.
About it.
That's right.
Oh, that's even better, Tony.
That is even fucking better to go there on a Sunday and say, these fuckers are closed, we're here.
I only work one day a week.
Right.
Anyway.
That makes you wonder, is there any stadiums with a Chick-fil-A inside of the stadium? Because...
No. They are serious about that.
I wasn't sure if they were even serious when it came to, like, those standalone fucking ones. Because, you know, there's Chickie and Pete's that are in, Phillies.
Even Trump can't get Chick-fil-A on Sundays. That's I mean, come on.
Don't
man.
Make him sign a new bill. He'll make executive
order. All right, you motherfuckers are hooked on Sundays now.
Yeah,
You saw TikTok was blowing him thanks to the great President Trump. Like agenda,
honestly, this is the kind of conversation you can expect on whatever Oblong Ball Foot Show turns into after the Super Bowl. So, Dave, you're welcome every Wednesday to come on in here. And yeah, it's going to be interesting. Maybe get some UFO talk in, Dave. I know that could be coming soon. Yep. Let's get back on track.
I live in New Jersey. That's true. We did have a lot of those.
Andrew, yes, you did. Andrew might want to be part of that. That Chick-fil-A thing was my fault. I got us off track. We do have one other coaching hire. It's Aaron Glenn.
We were ever on track?
Kind of.
No.
It's Aaron Glenn to the Jets. Well, I have the show written down, so it started there. What do you think, Andrew? Is he going to be able to make an impact there? What kind of to me, the one thing though, if I'm Aaron Glenn, I'm going there and I want to know, what are you doing with Aaron Rodgers?
Giving him to Minnesota so he can fulfill the Brett Favre fantasy. That's all.
Oh, sure. I don't care anymore. He can go wherever he wants.
He's got that side quest lit up on the side. Now he has to join Minnesota. All he has to do is cross that off. He'll level up. Then he can retire.
Couldn't you see Devontae going back to the Raiders with Aaron Rodgers?
No, because he already ran down the Raiders being like, even though New York sucks, it's better than there.
No, but recently he said he wouldn't mind going back to any team that he'd played for.
Yeah, the any team he meant is in green and gold.
Yeah.
We don't want him. We don't want him. I'll be honest with you. I've talked to, obviously, I can throw a stone and hit 94 Packers fans from my house. But everybody I talk to that are sports people, and me included, we don't want Devontae Adams back. We don't.
Yeah, that's fine. He'll just go wherever Derek Carr ends up, be it New Orleans or maybe New York, depending on if they let him go because of his contract. Like, he's got to go with people he likes, apparently. So let him do that. Let him go with Derek Carr.
Dave, how successful is Aaron Glenn going to be in with the Jets? See, 5-year deal. So, you know, it's not like after 2 years they're going to get rid of him unless they like paying
coaches.
He's
fired in three.
Well, I think you know, the Aaron Rodgers situation needs to sort that shit out really quick to know which direction they're going in, because that is holding the Jets hostage, amongst other things. I mean, the Jets defense underperformed this year, so I think he'll be good as far as getting them back on track. You know, I was critical of him in the game against Washington because I was like, you do realize you're not playing Sam Darnold this week, right? You know, you can't just keep blitzing every fucking play against JD. That's not going to work. But, yeah, I mean, what's his offensive acumen? Who's he going to get for an offensive coordinator? That sort of stuff. The defense will be fine. The Jets should have an elite defense. They did not this year. And I think that's a big reason why they didn't do as well as they should have. But, yeah, he's got to sort out the Aaron Rodgers situation and figure out what direction are we going in on offense. It dictates their draft strategy. It's going to dictate a lot of that stuff.
Ray, Dave brings up an interesting point about, like, who Aaron Glenn will have running the offensive side of the ball. And I've seen a lot in the past with guys like Aaron Glenn, very successful NFL player already, a longtime assistant coach. He's got so many connections with plenty of people who could be an excellent offensive coordinator for him.
Yeah, I don't know who we're talking about OC-wise. There's a ton of really, really clever people, both in the NFL and the NCAA, that he could pick to run his offense. The quarterback is a bigger issue. I think it's best if they just part ways with Aaron Rodgers. That team, they underachieved massively. But Aaron Rodgers had better numbers, take away rushing touchdowns, than Josh Allen. So, like, it wasn't a wash, right? Like, they were successful on offense at some point. I would just, you have a five-year deal. You know you got a really, really good running back and a really, really good backup. You know you got a good receiver, and if Devontae stays, you got another good receiver. You a decent offensive line. Like, go draft a kid. Go draft a kid, and you have your pick of the litter of any stopgap quarterback you want. You want to go get Kirko Chains. You want to go get Sam Darnold back. Like, there's a whole bunch of stopgaps you can get until your first-round pick or whatever is ready. But whatever you do, you need to commit to it. You didn't commit to Zach Wilson, rightfully so. You committed too hard to Aaron Rodgers, unrightfully so. Whatever you do needs to be the plan, and you need to stick with it for the next 3, 4, 5 years.
I think they should keep Aaron because I think he continually got better this year. You think about his age and the injury he had, where most guys in their mid to late 20s, it's not the year after, it's the year after that, right? And I think if you can put any bit of help on the offensive line with him, and like Ray just said, the amount of weapons that team has, like Aaron Glenn played against Aaron Rodgers, I'm fairly certain, late in his career. Like, these guys have respect.
Oh, had to, yeah.
These guys have respect for each other, so I don't see Aaron getting away with shit like that with people who hadn't played in the NFL, right? And I think that's just what's going to be better than that, honestly? Unless they're that fed up with him. Who are they going to get? Are you going to bring Derek Carr in?
Nothing's going to be better in terms of talent. But there's a real, very real phenomenon in sports, which is addition by subtraction. And I think the things that he brings off the field, I'm not saying he's a bad teammate.
Right.
I think he's a great teammate.
He brings a lot of distractions.
I've never heard teammates say they don't like him. But there's a lot of extra that comes, a lot of scrutiny, a lot of conversation, a lot of talk, a lot of discord that comes around this dude that I think can ultimately hurt a team, especially a young team.
I just think
not
that
just young, but in the biggest market too, because it's New York.
That's a good point.
I just think that whoever has Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback next year is going to have one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL next year. That's how much. That's how good I think he's going to be next year again. And you talked about his stats. I've seen that thing. Aaron Rodgers said, "My down years are career years for guys," and somebody quoted that and showed Josh Allen's passing stats to Aaron Rodgers, and they were the fucking mirror image. Right? He doesn't run like Josh does. It's different, but that's the point.
I agree with you that he'll be a top 10 quarterback stat wise. I think his team is going to be 6 wins or less.
All right, we shall see. We brought up the fact that pre-show Josh McDaniels is back with the Patriots. They should just sign him to a lifetime OC job there. He did in and out, in and out. It makes sense. Familiarity with Vrabel. You guys have any comments on that?
How many times do they have to re-sign their ex-girlfriend?
Well, I mean, if she gives good head coaching assistance.
I mean, I think Josh is probably good for Drake May's development. You know, I mean, that's the only thing I could think is Drake's going to be, you know, he's going to be the man in New England this year. They're not going to be as bad as they were a year before. Can Josh, you know, can he get the most out of Drake May? I mean, he's certainly not going to be Tom Brady 2.0 or anything like that. But if you're looking around for offense, you know, like some guys are not cut out to be a head coach. Josh is one of them. But as far as offensive coordinator, he's got a proven track record. So I think when you're looking at a guy like Drake May, you know, it's probably going to be a good fit for them.
This is the part of the show where I like to remind you that Josh McDaniels has never been fired from New England. He's only left because he's gotten head coaching jobs.
He's only gotten fired everywhere else.
Well, he's never going to leave. He's never going to leave this time because he's never getting another head coaching job.
Well, and he's also only been a coordinator for the Patriots. So the point I'm trying to make is he got a job for life there at that position, and he's great at it. I think it's a fantastic choice. I especially you got Vrabel back. You're just trying to continue on the Belichick legacy. I think it's a fantastic choice. Now, if you kept Gerard Mayo, I don't think it worked because Gerard Mayo may have come up under Belichick, but it's kind of had a different vibe about the team. Vrabel's is exact same in the exact same mold as Belichick. So why did bring back Josh? Bet money. In fact, Tony, you wanna go ahead and donate to my kids' college and Christmas fund. I bet you right now with Josh McDaniels, I bet you there'll be a top 15 offense next year.
I am not. It's way too long to think about something. No, but that's okay. We'll just mark the tape. We'll rack this one up for friendship.
Do the Patriots make the playoffs next year?
No. No. Did anybody want to bet me that? I'll give you 2-1.
I got a better bet for you. Do the Patriots end up with a better record than the Jets next year? That's a closer call.
We can't bet any of this though throughout the draft because we don't know what the rosters look like.
I mean, I did put money down on not money, but like I did say the Chargers are making the playoffs as soon as they signed Harbaugh last year.
Well, yeah, but they had a team that was built to be a playoff team. They just underachieved.
I think they both win 6 games next year. How's that? I don't know. It depends on what the Jets do with their roster. Like the Patriots, they're not winning. Like they're lucky to win 7 games next year. That's just they're not. You got 2 losses built in already to their schedule.
They're not Packers, Tony.
Weirder stuff happens in division games. That the Patriots lost to the bad teams too, even during Tom Brady years, once in a blue moon. So, just saying.
Okay.
I mean, I just don't like McDaniel's style because McDaniel's always been like that check downy bullshit, like, you know, Kyle Orton, Tim Tebow could barely throw the ball, AOC, come on. Jimmy Garage, oh no. Come fuck off.
Tom Brady.
He was also the coordinator when Tom Brady threw 5 touchdowns. I mean, let's be real now.
Tom was also in the league for 12 years at that point, so he could just do whatever the fuck he wanted. No one was telling Tom, you have to run this play with Randy Moss.
Tommy is not Peyton Manning.
Tommy had some audible. He did have some audibles.
It was really boring, all those 3-yard outs to Randy Moss.
I didn't say
that the Randy Moss.
So how about all those bombs to Deion Branch or Dante Stallworth or how good Chad Ochocinco was on the fucking New England Patriots?
Well, that's
that's not Randy Moss? Because I can do that.
Deion Branch had like 11 catches in the Super Bowl.
Troy Brown?
Troy Brown, he played both sides of the ball. I mean, come on.
Aaron Hernandez.
he killed.
I just had to say it.
You said it.
He literally killed
Chris Benoit or something.
Wow, you said it. First Kurt Angle and Chris Van Vliet say it a few times. Now you say it. Like I just figured if Gronk and Edelman can get away with talking about Hernandez constantly, like we can at least mention it once.
Yeah.
It's not like Beetlejuice, right?
Voldemort
or Goldberg.
Goldberg.
Don't say it again. Don't do it.
Which one?
None of them. Just none of them. Because Tony is ready.
Tony, play Pat Tanaka's theme.
I gotta hear the magic word. I can't. It's not.
I just told you whose theme it was. It's Pat Tanaka's theme. I Pat Tanaka's theme.
If you say Pat Tanaka 90 times, nothing happens.
It's not my fault. You're disrespecting, man.
That's all you get. Let's talk about the games, guys. Let's talk about the 2 biggest games of the NFL season right here. Championship Sunday, I believe 3 p.m. Eastern and 6:30 p.m. Eastern. The first game is NFC style. It is Dave's Washington Commanders heading up to Philadelphia to take on don't look up the clip of whatever government official from Philadelphia was trying to do the Eagles chant and couldn't spell Eagles. Don't look it up. You won't laugh.
What is it with mayors in big cities just being dumb as fuck?
It was like,
the LA mayor's an idiot.
G-L-A-G-E-S. Eagles.
Have you met anyone from Philadelphia?
Go Birds.
Or seen Always Sunny?
I've been hanging out in Stu, Virginia too much. So
Stu. You did. I was just about to say commercial. That.
That's been on all night. Yeah. Hi, I'm W. No, you guys don't know the commercial that well then.
No, when they switch, yeah, he already popped for the commercial, and then you added.
I did.
You don't. We're not gonna re-pop for a W. It's.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Give us something else.
Eagles are
proud of that first joke.
Eagles are cast the big net. Eagles minus six, over under 47.5 points. We gotta go to our Commanders fan, Big Dave. What's your confidence level in this game? Is Jaden Daniels gonna be composed enough to take this Washington football franchise back to the Super Bowl?
Will he be composed? Absolutely. Nothing phases this
enough.
Guy. Yeah, but composed enough. Yeah, he'll be fine. JD's not going to be a problem. You know, he's seen this team twice. He torched them for five touchdowns to balance out five turnovers. Yeah, I'm not worried about Jaden Daniels. There's other things I'm concerned about. My confidence level is probably about a 7 out of 10. I'd say I feel good about this. I think. They've got nothing to lose. All the pressure is going to be on Philadelphia. We're playing with so much house money right now. It's ridiculous. You know, if it doesn't go our way, it'll be disappointing, sure, but it's the first fucking year that he's been in the league. So I'm like,
well, coach,
let
too.
It rip. Yeah, he's well coached.
No, I mean, it's your first year with a new coaching regime, too. Like, this is all the first year.
Yeah, and I think the big thing is the Eagles will have this ego. Their fans are going to talk them into, like, we got to just pound this guy into the floor. And if you blitz him constantly, we already have seen what's going to happen to that. So, I mean, you know, if Fangio is smart, he may try and say, you know what? Everybody comes after this kid. Let's, like, you know, just drop everybody into coverage a lot. Yeah. And then dial up the blitzes in selective circumstances, because they're going to be expecting one thing. Give them something different. I'm not trying to give the Eagles a blueprint as to how to beat these guys, because Jaden may just say, oh, well, if you're going to give me all day to throw, I'm just going to fucking torch you guys.
I think the one person that people aren't talking about and has really added an element to this offense that they've needed, and it's shown in these two playoff games, is someone who's come back from injury and just looks spectacular, like their old self, is Austin Ekeler, is unbelievably valuable to you guys. He's such a triple threat. He picks up blitzes well. He obviously is a great receiver. He obviously is a guy who's found the end zone and holds the, you know, in the defense many a times running the football throughout his career. So I think that's huge for you guys.
I'll give you one other. De'Ami Brown has emerged in these playoffs as a big target to go next to Terry McLaurin. And if he didn't play against Philadelphia the second time. So I think, like, if he can still do what he's done the first two games, if they can run the ball and maybe kind of just slow. I mean, and I said the same thing about Detroit last week. They need to slow things down, keep the pace like they did against Tampa. Well, I was fucking wrong about that, because they just got into track meet and they outran the Lions.
You don't lose a lot of games when you put up 40, Dave.
Yeah, that's not – I don't think that happens against Philadelphia. I mean, the Eagles' defense is banged up a little bit as well, but, you know, you got Carter in the front. That's going to be a much sterner defense. And I think it really comes down to Barkley. You know, Jalen Hurts doesn't scare me. Saquon Barkley scares the shit out of me, and he should, because he is going to be a major factor. He's torched the Redskins, the Commanders twice this year. And, you know, he got off to that great start, and then they kind of shut him down in the second half, the second game. But, you know, what is Lattimore? We didn't have Marshawn. We didn't have Lattimore the second game against Philly. Sandra still has turned into a stud. He single-handedly just wiped out Detroit. Yeah, I feel really good about their chances. I mean, Philadelphia is a hell of a team. I'm not going to take anything away from them. And they've got all the tools to make this just an absolute blowout. I just don't see it happening. So, yeah, I feel good about the Commanders' chances in this one.
Go ahead, Andrew.
I kind of agree with most of what Dave said. I think the Commanders have the momentum. I think they're in a better spot. I think Hurts is, well, hurt, so that's not really going to help him between the concussion, you know, and then the dinging up his legs. And he's put up bad numbers anyway. He's been very game manager this year because he hasn't had to win the game himself because Saquon's run all over the place. But if they can contain Saquon even a little bit and force, you know, Hurts to actually win the game, I don't think the Eagles are winning this game with everything going on right now. And I do like Dave's point about how to do defense against Jaden, though. Like, if you pull people out, drop them into coverage, and do some, like, stunts and some just, like, fake outs, like, Philly used to love doing the wide nine thing. So if you, like, line up in the wide nine, but then you drop the end back for one play to, like, maybe cover a flat or a tight end and then bring him the next one, you'll never know if they're coming or going. So it's an easy way to kind of keep a young quarterback off kilter and give him a bunch of different looks out of the same set, and he won't necessarily be able to guess, all right, this is a blitz, this is just coverage. So easiest way to confuse him is just to kind of stay in like a nickel or a dime or quarters or something like that and just call different things within the same coverage just so he doesn't know what the fuck he's looking at.
100% right. Rookies always tend to, everybody, but rookies in particular, tend to struggle with the blitz. This is a Vic Fangio defense. It's what it is. But I think you guys are looking at the wrong thing with Jalen Hurts. Is Jalen Hurts the guy that you would expect to beat you with his arm? No. But I'd rather him try it. I'd rather him... His knee is torn right now. It was already hurt, but then as bad as it got hurt in this last game against the Rams, I'd make him run. I don't want him to throw the ball. Like, I'd make him run because that's how he's dangerous. And so, like, you know, I don't want to keep him in the pocket. I don't want to give him the chance to kill me with the arm because Saquon's going to – I'm sorry, Dave. Y'all can have the 85 Bears. Saquon's going to get his. This is what it is. So – if I'm them, I'm just saying, like, it could be 2000 Ravens, the 0-2 Bucks, want to keep going.
Oh, no, I agree with you. Yes. I think, you know, one thing, we do have Jonathan Allen, did not have him the first two games. That'll good help point. A little bit.
Good point. Very good point. I mean, I'm not saying that y'all.
Ray is frozen. He'll be back shortly.
But Saquon has.
You froze real quick.
Ray's fine on my end.
Oh, you froze, but I'm recording, so. Repeat what you said, Ray.
I got a question for Ray though, because I agree Saquon's going to get his. How many yards can Saquon get, and the Commanders still win before it's just like, okay, this is just not going to happen. I mean, if he gets over 150, I think we're toast.
Saquon could get 200.
He could.
The Commanders are the wrong team to ask that question because they're always going to be at the end. They're the best. I don't know what the stats are, but from what I've seen in football, they're the best fourth quarter and clutch time team. They Jaden's brought him back, I think, six times.
Yeah.
In fourth quarter overtime when they were down to get a lead and win the game. Like, it's ridiculous for any quarterback, let alone a rookie. So Saquon could break the record. I think they're still in it. The question is, how much does Jalen Hurts affect the game? And that's why I'd say, man, look, I'd want him to run because he's out if he gets hit one good time. He's going to try to hide behind the offensive line. He's going to try to hide in shotgun, going to try to hide off RPOs, and going to try to hide off throwing slants and goals to AJ and Devontae. But if the spy falls back and lets him and makes him say the only thing I can do is run here, that's the worst thing for their offense right now with the injured quarterback.
And let's be honest, Kenny Pickett is not leading the Eagles to the Super Bowl if
the
he
glove?
Has to play.
The
if
glove?
He has to play.
The you glove. Second coming of the glove, Kenny Pickett.
He wears the glove because it's cold.
Well, he did wear a glove in Pittsburgh, too, all the time, like every game. It's prediction time. Dave, obviously you're probably taking Washington and catching the 6 points here.
I think I'll take the Commanders at 27-23.
You don't have to give the score. You can just you can take the points. It's fine. We're betting against the we're picking against the spread. No big deal. So you get the points. Ray?
Yeah, I got to pick them. I mean, come on now.
This is tough for me because, you know, since a certain team in South Maryland couldn't get the shit done.
Oh.
I'm pulling for the young man from the football team that I pulled for in college. I like them, but also Jalen Hurts is a Channelview kid, which is 10 minutes from where I'm from. So he's a hometown kid. I'm torn. I'm gonna go with the Eagles to win the game outright because I think they're the better team and I think they have the more dominant factor in the game. Saquon's gonna dominate.
I'm gonna take
the commies for the points. And I'm gonna say the exact same score Dave said, 27-23, but Eagles.
Andrew.
Yeah, I'm on Team Kami here. Like, not just because of the points, but I think they're better positioned at the moment in general.
I think I'm hitting like over 900 when this happens this year. I am going to lone wolf. Philly is going to win this game by 2 touchdowns. Dave, I'm really sorry. And you want to know how I know why? Because every single week up until this week, you have been in disbelief that your Commanders could do what they have already done. And now, once you finally believe, welcome to being a fan. They're going to take the biggest shit on Sunday, but it's okay because they had a successful season and they're going to be even better next year. But I think Philly's going to kick some ass, and it's because of their defense. Their secondary is really freaking good. And luckily for Philly, they lost to Washington last time. So it's not hard to beat a team 2 out of 3 times, where it is really hard to beat a team 3 times in a row. I'm going to own last week. I went 0-3-1. I'm not going to complain that the Philadelphia Eagles kicker missed a kick in case he took an unnecessary safety that cost me 2. I'm not even going to complain about it. I won't even bring it up.
yeah, I didn't hear anything.
No big deal. I'm still 5-4-1 in the playoffs this year. So we're good to go.
Wasn't I 2-1-1? Wasn't that how my mind went?
Sure. I don't know. I don't remember.
Because I think the only one I got wrong was that South Maryland team that we're not going to try to talk about too much.
Andrew, that, last week, there he is.
I was thinking of them.
You had the Rams plus the 6. Well, that was a push, yeah.
That was a push, but I
no, you had KC.
KC only got 8.5. They won by 9.
Oh, ours was 8.5. It went up to 9.5.
You dumb fuck, yes!
So I went 1-2-1!
Okay, see, I help you, you help me. This is how this works. All right, thank you.
Okay, well, it was the truth.
I forget because Lions. Yes, and I took the commies.
No,
the
but points. No, because no, a lot of people. The game went to 9.5 in Kansas City, and a lot of people were pissed because the safety made them lose.
Whereas,
on Wednesday night, it was 8.5. Yes, you're right. Okay, there we go. All right. There's only one other game to talk about. Sorry,
no,
Ray.
The Pro Bowl?
Sorry, Ray.
The Pro Bowl?
No,
Pro Bowl.
Ball. Yeah, dodgeball, Ray.
Let's talk about skills ball. Challenge.
The Dip, duck, dodge, duck, and
cherry spitting championship? Is that what we're talking about?
Will Howard in Ohio State. Shout out to Ryan Day and Ohio State Buckeyes. I don't know what
you're
talking about.
There you go.
I'm so sad for the Notre Dame fighting Irish, man, you know?
Yeah,
nice
they've,
Irish won that.
Yeah, they've never had any success in that program over history. It's been so horrible. No. Oh, you hate to see blue buds losing to blue bloods. The Bills and the Chiefs. And I know you don't want to talk about it, Ray, so I'll come to you first. You can get it out of the way. Tear that Band-Aid right off.
Let's do it.
Chiefs are -2, which means that it's not quite the natural 3. Right, so people are Vegas is saying Buffalo is a team. No precursor question. This is just another awesome playoff matchup.
I abstain.
All right, then Andrew, we'll go to you. This is the 7th year KC has been in the.
Let me just say that.
No, you already abstained.
That's fine. I don't want to watch this game.
Call
I'm not going to watch this game.
Call a sidebar. We have a lawyer here. Do it.
I do want to
I got jury duty, by the way. Fuck that. No, don't fucking thumbs me up, lawyer, you son of a biscuit. I don't want to go to jury duty.
You are doing your civil service, sir.
I'm a reserve juror. It's not till like the end of February, but I have to call the night before, so hopefully I don't have to. I'd rather go to work than go to jury duty. Sorry.
That's accurate.
No, all good, all good. So I hope I acknowledge that this is big hater energy. I'm exuding a lot of reverse flash energy right now. I wish nothing positive on the football field in terms of success from Josh Allen until Lamar wins. So I hope they get beat by 7 touchdowns. I'd rather see the Chiefs win 30 straight championships than to see Josh Allen win one before Lamar. So I hope that the Chiefs win this game 35-0.
So Ray's got KC -2.
That's my answer. And it's going to be a great game, but I'm not watching. I can't watch. It hurts too much.
Andrew?
I got to rock with the Chiefs just because at least then half of my initial thought would be good. So then I'd have 3 out of 4 for my week 0 predictions correct, which I can live with. I have to like make my own stats the way that ESPN does for every other sport. But if they can do it, so can I. So the Chiefs have to win. That's where I'm at with this.
Dave.
Oh, man, I got too many people I know who are Bills fans and they're due. Josh is due.
Oh.
I mean, I just think. Sorry, Ray. Dave. Sorry, Ray.
Dave, the casinos, dude. The casinos don't get smaller. Nobody's due.
Yeah, they got it. I mean, yeah, man. Against the Chiefs, come on. After the 13-second debacle, if they can just get a break early on, a turnover, anything to get up on these guys, they got to win the turnover battle, or else you're not going to beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead. But I'm going to go in that direction, man. They played him really well the first time this year. It just feels like this might be Josh's time. Maybe this is head over heart or heart over head sort of thing. But I don't want to see the Chiefs three-peat. Fuck that. Give me the Bills. I'll take the Bills in this one.
Only do I know is Dabba D, motherfucker. You talking about the dude. What the fuck are you talking about?
So...
And I thought Ray, you had said in the past that next to the word hater in the dictionary is a picture of Drew McIntyre. I think there's a picture of you shaking hands with Drew saying, I prayed for this shit and it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. That's the problem.
See, he's just salty from a few years ago when I called Josh Allen the white Lamar Jackson because they played similarly and they choke in the playoffs.
I'm talking about a lot of things. And if Josh wins the MVP, I need you to know the rant that will happen on this show will be legendary. But
that's
for the record,
good content. Good.
Sure. I've already donated. You know, the Bills donated all the money to Mark Andrews and the Diabetic Fund. Thank you for that. Fantastic stuff. I donated to the National Association of Football Referees because, you know, they tend to come through when they need to come through.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
There's going to be no homicide on the field this week.
So, I can't. Why? How could you pick against Patrick Mahomes at home?
I'm saying.
With this, to me. The two best defenses are going to
win. It's his time.
The two best defenses are going to win this weekend, and that's the Eagles and the Chiefs, and that's who you're going to see in the Super Bowl. And I'll even say it right now before the conference championships happen. Eagles are winning the Super Bowl. I think the Eagles are the best team in football. I think you're going to see that proven even more so in these next 2 weeks of football. They've been dominant. Like, your running back can run at will for 200 yards. It's ridiculous. Like, their offensive line is just head and shoulders above any defensive line they're going to go against. And quietly, their secondary has been amazing on the defensive side. So,
they barely survived the Rams. By the skin of their teeth, survived the Rams.
They almost choked that away.
Yes. If somebody realized, hey, maybe we should block Jalen Carter, the Rams probably win that game. But they fucked up, and they didn't.
Rams are a good team, though, man.
They are. A good team. Stafford's probably one of the best quarterbacks that there is, and the Eagles nearly shit the bed on that one badly.
And Jalen was hurt significantly.
Yes.
Saquon Barkley averages 148 yards a game against Washington Commanders, so.
He can. No.
He doesn't.
So
he does. No, no, no. He doesn't. He can. He doesn't. He can. He does. It's not a he can. He did. He does.
But they could still lose because they almost just did.
I was talking about
when he ran
errors.
For a lot too.
Okay, he averages 235 a game against the Rams.
Does anybody know what's the weather forecast for Philly or for
cold.
Kansas City? Well, thanks, Ray. I didn't expect 70 degrees at the link this weekend. So
it's cold.
How did you like me trumping? How did you like me trumping your 2 inches of snow?
Exactly,
by the way,
Ollie from Family Guy. Is that what it was? What's the weather like, Ollie? Fucking cold.
Rain.
Okay,
yeah,
it's gonna rain.
No, the best one is let's go to Ollie for the weather. Swimming hole. in Philly, 39, partly cloudy. In Kansas City, 33, partly sunny. So it's going to be, unless the wind is ridiculous, it's going to be just normal weather.
Yeah, weather's not going to play a factor
weather
then.
For Washington,
nope.
too, so.
So.
It is.
That's it, guys. This is it. There's not going to be a whole big show. The next show is going to be the Super Bowl preview. We'll be off next week. Unless we decide to pilot the insanity that's coming after this next week. We're
doing 2 hours on the Pro Bowl.
Yeah,
we have to break
down the skills challenges.
Breaking news: Andrew Blaz will be joining Carl Irvin and Ray Cash on Front Center Sports Podcast next week, taking the place of Oblong Ball Foot Show. PC Tony will have the week off as they break down the Pro Bowl.
Oh man, I sincerely wish you luck, my boy. Dave, I wish you luck.
Really good luck, Dave. Seriously.
Thank you, Ray.
Good luck.
Been a gigantic Jaden Daniels fan all year, just so you know.
If y'all make the Super Bowl, no more about this Washington is a cursed town, because that means y'all got a World Series and a Stanley Cup in the past 20 years. You can't talk about it no more.
No, I mean, while I would love for the Wizards to do anything remotely close to that, that never happened.
Never.
Change your name back to the Bullets.
Think about this. Who's worse?
Who?
Ted Leonsis?
Who?
Or what's your boy?
Snyder?
The New Day?
Yeah.
Snyder for sure. Ted's at least has won a cup with the Caps, you know, but I don't know what the fuck he's doing with the Wizards.
I'm talking about the basketball side.
Maybe you need to sell that side, Ted.
But when you draft basketball Jordan, you should win one, right? I'm just saying. Hockey Jordan, sorry. When you draft Hockey Jordan.
Oh, well, yeah, they did win one.
I'm saying, so I'm not going to give them credit for getting one. They should have got five.
Hey, they might get two with the way it's going.
Yeah, I mean, we are talking about the choking dogs of the NHL, Ray. And as Andrew can attest that if anybody can choke it up better than the Caps, I haven't met them yet.
And blame Tundy's transplant team because they stole three of them from y'all.
The Lightning?
It's just two?
Yeah, we went to the third one and lost.
Okay, sorry. I knew y'all went to three. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, that was a good year for me. We almost won the Super Bowl too and World Series. Won the NBA title. Anyway, this is a football show for now.
Had to remind you of that year.
Oh yeah, now Bud's your coach. I was thinking about that the other day.
Hey Ray, Suns might have Jimmy Butler soon.
We're waiting for you, my boy. Come on home.
Dave. Is that an upgrade with all the baggage that comes with Jimmy, though?
Yes, because one thing about Jimmy is when he wants to play, he plays harder than anybody in the league. And the two things he can do, we need best.
The problem,
defend and lead.
The problem is it needs to be at least a three-team trade because Beal doesn't want to leave, and he's got a no-trade. And
Miami doesn't want him, I don't think.
The biggest rumor is that Beal to Milwaukee, Middleton to Miami, and Butler. But Milwaukee don't want Beal because Beal already said no to Milwaukee. So
they'll send Beal back to the Wizards.
Little insider
he wants
basketball.
To be. He'll go there.
Hey, there could be more basketball talk on the horizon here. But for this week, guys, great show. Dave, thanks for coming on. Very apropos. Congratulations to you. We are all rooting for your Commanders this weekend. Let everybody know what's going on with you and what's coming up with Attitude of Aggression and the Big Five Project.
Yeah, like you said, we're doing part two of the Swaggies recording this weekend, so that should be out in the next week. And then the Big Five Project will return with Tunney's favorite year in the history of pro wrestling, 1995. He can't wait for 1995. Woo! But yeah, you can follow me on X and Blue Sky at Attitude Ag. That is at Attitude AGG, Facebook.com/Attitude of Aggression, and at Attitude of Aggression, all one word, Instagram and Threads. And also my burner account at The Real C Platt.
Oh, there you go. It's a hell of a burner account. Ray?
Couple of things. Number one, front and center, come back this week. Sorry, last week was a sorry, but yes, we're recording right after this. Number one. Number two, I want to quote the great modern philosopher Seth Rollins, and say I hate football. lastly,
that was good, Ray. That was Ray. That was Ray. That was good. That was really
good. That was good.
That was a good one.
I mean, Seth Rollins, visionary, revolutionary philosopher. All right.
And Seth would look at you in response to that and say, dude, I'm still rooting for the Bears.
It'd be like Ray going up to Seth like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Philosophize with them.
I'm saying,
so great. What's up?
So great.
Hey, Seth stole Fred Hampton's whole Steve. So, I mean, philosopher is in play, right? Lastly, I'd like to say it's been brought to my attention that there has been a Blue Sky account created that is called Ray Cash Pussy. That's not me. Just want y'all to know that.
You can follow me on Blue Sky at it's Ray Cash Pussy.
Ray Cash Pussy.
Not me.
Wait. That's your OnlyFans account, right?
I'm not cool enough to come up with that. Although I wish I would have trademarked it. But just for those people out there that are concerned.
Once again, I wish this was not the playoffs, because I got a title. That would have been great. Andrew, can they find you at Andrew Belaz Pussy?
I don't know, because I downloaded Xiao Hong Shu before I downloaded Blue Sky. That can go fuck itself.
Like, oh, they follow you at Andrew Belaz Pussy.
at War Chief Pussy? Wait, what? What are we doing
War Chief
here?
Pussy? Wait, that's questionable shit.
Ladies
right
and
there.
Oh, I got it. Andrew, we got a new nickname for you, War Pussy.
Open the war chest for the War Pussy right there.
We might be onto something.
There we go. That's how we get that OnlyFans content going.
Oh my god, so many good titles in this show.
Oh boy! Jesus. While Andrew's sitting in the house trying to make some extra cash, I'm just saying.
So, besides trying to find your OnlyFans account where it's just mayo all over your feet, where can people find you on the social medias?
Oh my god!
I mean, the alliteration,
Andrew. You got to remember the alliteration.
I do. That's fucking hell. Jesus Christ! No. You know where to find me. You say it in the beginning. They can just rewind. Or you can find me on thechairshot.com doing TNA coverage, which Hendry got the title. And look at that, Dave. See, in a weird, like, parallel digression, kind of tangential way, TNA is WWE content now.
You're right.
Look at that. I've been covering WWE content for years.
That's true. That is very true. Gotta give it to him.
I do.
They're gonna have a live show today because this goes up on Thursday. It's right. Late tonight. As it's a live Impact.
There's a good chance Tony will be watching after he records DWI as well.
Look at that. Yeah, I know.
I'm late tuning
you
myself,
surprised
yeah.
the shit out of me yesterday.
Last week, yeah. So I told Andrew I was gonna try and watch, and then so he must have put his phone on the charger while he's watching it and kind of typing up his story and everything at the same time. And I'm messaging him while I'm watching it, and I'm getting no responses from Andrew. And I'm like, "What the fuck, man?" And then he gets up the next morning. He's like, "I'm sorry, I didn't know you were watching. That was awesome."
How many times do you say you're gonna do it, and then you decide anything else is a better?
All right,
time?
I think the show's over like, now. You can follow me at PC Tutty.
I'm like, all right, so Giannis playing Tiddlywinks is more important than DNA for you.
Bye.
Bye.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
What were you saying? Go ahead, keep going.
I was just saying you would rather watch Giannis play Tiddlywinks than TNA most of the time, so that's why I couldn't really trust it.
Do you know what channel that's on?
No, but I bet you do. It's probably a local channel.
we gotta go.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.